السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what the difference between healthy time and illness time? When you read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said two gifts. The majority of people is not aware about it, and they do not take it in consideration and thank Allah for it. What is that? الصحة والفراغ. The health and time. Long time ago, I tell people, one of the problem in the ummah is heedlessness. And heedlessness coming from the comfort zone. When you get dunya and you like it, you comfort. This when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hit you with a wake-up call in your health, family, finance, tragedy, you name it. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not love you, He give you more, He give you more, He give you more. By this way, in life, we're going to be fluctuate between giving and taking. And only the mu'min, he will comprehend what it means. Only the mu'min comprehend what it means. When Allah give me, I thank Him, and I use my ability, my money, my time, my health for Sabilillah. Now, my dunya is driving my goal of akhirah. I'm fine. What happened if the dunya come and I start going back and forth in dunya and I'm not aware about it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a wake-up call in a state or in a way, accident, calamity, illness. This is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to go to visit the sick. What he say? Tahuran insha'Allah. Tahuran insha'Allah. What is tahuran? Tahuran is purification. But tahuran from what? Tahuran of the physical disease and tahuran of the sins. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained to us, every illness, every pain, every fever, it is actually, it cleanses me from a lot of my sins. By this way, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you, once in a while He give you illness, fever, pain, to do what? Is a cleansing. Cleansing. Because if we do not be cleansed in this life, wala yazu billah, may Allah protect us, the cleansing will be in akhirah, in Jahannam, or in a grave. How I deal with illness? I said, tahuran insha'Allah, tahuran insha'Allah, tahuran insha'Allah, a lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah, a lot of ya latif, Allahumma annaka afoon, kareem, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. And I remember what going on. And I beg Allah to give me the wisdom of my illness and to thank Him for it. And if I'm lying down in my illness, in the right state of mind and heart, believe me, you will get a lot of messages. The first message, it make you humble. It make you broken. It make you go back to the basic. Like I shared with you a couple of days ago, when 3-4 days ago, I imagined myself dead. And I'm watching myself in the front of me dead. Do you think I will worry about all the topic we worry about today? No. The dead person has a lot of calamity, a lot of hardship ahead of time. By this way, he doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know if he's going to pass the angel questioning in the grave. We do not know if my grave will be a valley of Jannah or a valley of Jahannam, wa la'izu billah, hellfire. This is why the mu'min, when he has sickness or illness, is a wake-up call. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, you can be next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from the comfort zone and He give you a test of something else. He give you seclusion. He give you ability to think and reflect. But this is supposed to be. Today, even people in the middle of the hospital, they're still playing with the phone, playing with the iPad, and communicating with the Facebook. This is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Because when you are ill, you're supposed to be close to Allah. You remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith Qudsi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yawm al-qiyamah, He said, "Oh my servant, I was ill. Why you do not visit me?" We said, "Oh Allah, you are Allah, you never get ill." He said, "Did you not know? If so and so is ill, you visit him. You find me with him." Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the ill person. You have a special angels. When you visit the ill person, you get a lot of reward. When the ill person make dua for you, the dua is accepted. But we forget something. If the ill person in a state of iman, we'll talk about it very shortly, inshallah, in another message. My dear brother and sister in Islam, fluctuation in life between giving and taking is a sunnah of Allah and will be continued. We like it or we don't. Today we are alive, tomorrow we dead. Today we healthy, tomorrow we sick. Today we have strength, tomorrow we weak. Is a sunnah of Allah. It has to happen. As a reminder and preparation for the departure of this life. If our heart is connected to Allah and we take it with open hearted and get the benefit from it. What the benefit? Again, istighfar, tawbah, dhikrullah, tasbih, beg Allah to cleanse us, beg Allah to be easy on us, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a health, mubarak, blessed, can be benefit to you and witness to you, not against you. Because how many people healthy, but their health is used for committing sins and far away from Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to thank Allah for His bounty, thank Allah for the giving and taking, and reflect of the giving, reflect of the taking. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakah in giving and taking and allow us to give us the basira and nur and qabool in every state and allow us to live it for our benefit, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka atubu ilayk wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.